What's going on? It's official. Your boy Pit Flair, Turtopia THC Podcast. What's going on, man?
What's going down on the East Coast side? What's going on? What's today?
Yes, sir, man.
Today is November 5th. November 5th. October's gone.
Halloween, brother. Is done. Thanksgiving, all that shit is coming up. Christmas, all that good shit coming up in the holidays. I want to open up giving a shout out to my homies in the West Coast. We've been politicking with a lot of people down there in the West Coast through social media. It's been nothing but love. I want to give a huge shout out to all the homies in LA. They know who they are, especially the Buck Brothers, the homies from Tie Sticks, Organic Tips.
And don't forget the fucking homies over. And just, I mean, they're worldwide, they're statewide, but I mean, Million Banana USA.
Oh my God, the family. That's family right there.
At this point, we've built a relationship with a lot of great people in a really, really short time. And I mean, there's a lot to come from the THC Podcast this year.
That will be an exclusive episode, the Million Banana USA family. We will be having segments with, it's a big family. It's an incredible, amazing, and an incredible amount of effort that these people are putting together. When you go in Instagram and you in the search bar, you can type Million Banana, just those two words, and you'll see all the team come up in the search. Shout outs to them. The episode is coming soon. We're here opening up on this night. Decided to just jump and do a podcast. This time, no guests. It's going to be us. We're going to be touching topics and the things that are coming up. A few episodes, a lot of good news. It's growing.
And don't forget, guys, podcast on the road. Not just a segment, it's what we are going to be doing. That way we can get, you know, instead of just touching base with the Western Mass locals of Massachusetts, we can touch base with all of Massachusetts, you know.
So nationwide, you know what I'm saying?
We really want to touch base everywhere, all legal states, all legal places. Like we've said before, this is not just a podcast just to talk about weed. This is a platform for everyone to listen to and to speak their mind. And, you know, hey, if we have to be the voice, we are the voice. We're the THC Podcast, you know?
Yes, sir, man. With that being said, we're going to jump into current events right away. I want to just talk about the World Series, man. Just, I know it's been a crazy, crazy ride.
That was a fucking... Honestly, that wasn't even a crazy series. We saw it all happen.
That was history, man. We probably witnessed one of the best teams ever in the Red Sox history. Shout-outs to Cora. Shout-outs to Dave Dombrowski and the owners of the Red Sox for putting that team together. Hopefully, they stay together as it is. I think Chris Sales and David Price are coming back. We probably lose Kimbrough to Atlanta, but that only means that they need to lock on Obaldi and make Obaldi the closer.
So what's going on with Kelly?
I don't know, but I like Joe Kelly, man. I love that Fight Club, bro. I like Joe Kelly. I like the swag. I like all that, man. Like I say, if we manage to stay together, man, we got a chance to repeat, bro. Like a lot of people probably, it's difficult in baseball to repeat, but the grind is big. It's a lot of games. But like I say, they stay together, my boys can repeat. Going into the Celtics, man, basketball right now. I know a lot of people are excited because Hayward is back and Kyrie Irving and all that. All I see is they don't have the chemistry yet. They're working on it. But that being said, they are the team to beat on the East. I see Celtics and Warriors finals so far. Let's go there. Celtics and Warriors finals so far.
Think so?
Yeah, nobody has been the Warriors in the West Coast. Not LA, not Houston, nobody.
When was the last time the Celtics got in the championship?
In the era of the Big Three, Kevin Garnett and all that stuff. Yeah.
So this will kind of be like that Red Sox triumph kind of situation.
Yeah, you know? but now that they're talking
back
like
to back,
LeBron is in LA and all that crap, I don't think so. And you know what? Talking about LA, I want to talk
about LeBron.
Yeah.
Talking about all this, what do you think about shots fired? You know, LeBron supposedly shooting some shit to the old legend, Mr. Michael.
Oh yeah, I saw that commercial. Yeah, no.
Well,
Jordan,
Michael. Yeah.
Jordan was the one that started it. Like, fucking talk to the in that commercial, like about Sunday Night Football. He talked about subliminally. It was sound like he was throwing shade, but he was talking about Brady and Rodgers. But it sounded like he was talking about him and LeBron. It was a good commercial. It was good marketing because it got people talking, you know. But I don't know, man. That topic of Jordan and LeBron is getting played out. Jordan play in a different era. LeBron play in a different era. I don't know what to say. If LeBron
you think
played,
it should just be left at what it is?
I saw the 90s and the 80s basketball. If LeBron playing in that era, I don't know, because it was too physical, man. It was, like, brutal.
Yeah, but do you think LeBron is a legend
now,
at this point? But do you think in the books that LeBron can go as a legend?
Yeah, of course. But what I'm trying to say is, now Jordan playing in this era, it will be different because now it's more athletic. Everything is more fast. So I don't know if, you know what I'm saying? It's
two different eras,
two different things. Now, going back to the podcast on the road, our first episode was with the homie Smoking Track Sesh, that we went on the road and take a visit and make that episode. Our next one, we don't have it yet, but what we have is a series of episodes that are going to be based in LA. So we're going to have the homies from, I'm going to give you two examples. I can't tell you too much because then it will be no surprise. But one thing I can tell you, we're going to be talking to the homies of Thai Sticks.
Yep.
To all you listeners out there, you know, the Thai Sticks, the mold, all that good stuff. We're going to be talking to the homie. He's going to pull up and talk to us. We also going to be talking to the family of the Organic Tips. All the people that see all the Thai Sticks with the Organic Tip, and all the big shout outs to the homie Dependables. You see all those joints that he made, the big ass blunts with Organic Tips. We're gonna be talking to those guys too. It's been a blessing, man. Like I'm saying, shout out to the West Coast. They've been showing nothing but love. Appreciate it. We're very, very proud to blending that bridge of Massachusetts and the West Coast, man. You don't even know how much that means to us, man. I don't know you, Turb, but that for me, that means a lot. We're building and continue to build with people, with the homies from the West Coast, man. Shout out to all of you, man. Nothing but love. Stay high, stay blessed. TAC Podcast, P. Flair. Talk to him, Turb.
And I mean, it's not even just the West Coast that's reaching out, you know. We got people from the Midwest. We got people from, I mean, even the South. You know, even though laws are crazy and shit, but we got people reaching out everywhere, showing love, showing support. East Coast, that's where we're, you know, that's where we're based out of. That's the origins, you can, you know, auto-correct me if you will.
Music, talk about music, man, let's go.
Well, you want to talk
right now, what's going on with Tekashi, man? Where he at?
In jail.
In LA, right?
He's in jail. That's what he's going to be.
No, he's in LA right now.
He's going to be in jail.
Yeah, but he's like, I don't know, man. All that trolling, man. Now he's really in LA for real. Like. All
right, but though, here's the issue. Court ordered he was not supposed to affiliate with Treyway. He was not supposed to do any of that bullshit.
Yeah.
And
they don't give a fuck, man.
Sentencing.
They don't give a fuck about that shit, man. It's fucking Treyway, son. Yo.
Tekashi.
So I don't know, man. Shout outs to the homie, Dependables. We's puffing on some Purple Hulk. Purple Hulk. El Hulk Violeta. on some Russian cream backwoods.
In some Russian cream backwoods.
We playing some lovely hip hop in the background. This cold ass night in Massachusetts.
Oh my god.
Jumanji is on lockdown for the winter.
The gates are closed.
The gates are closed.
No more dinosaurs in the fucking
All the endangered species and stuff are put away. They're extinct. Sleeping. They're not bothering nobody. They're hibernating for the winter.
It's definitely been a good run.
Yes, it's been a good run. When we move, either we move from Jumanji or go to a different location, we'll bring all the species with us. We will bring all of them with us.
The species cookbook. Seeing how we want to talk cookbook.
We could cook some bugs and stuff.
So yeah, we're going to be rolling up some of this Purple Hulk in a Russian cream.
Yes, sir.
Smoked on a banana leaf.
Breaking it on the sushi mat.
Before this, with some of the Purple Hulk, we want to see the comparison. We want to see how, you know, different it is flavor-wise. Oh, yeah, I'm good. Bro. I'm chilling.
I'm getting there. I'm chilling, bro. But you know how it is. We smoke one just to, like warm up.
And let me tell you, all right, I think we talked this back, one podcast ago, that tolerance break? I don't know, guys.
It's difficult, right?
I made it.
Talk to him. Tell him.
I made it 4 days in, and I couldn't even get a...
It's difficult, man. It's difficult because we love to smoke, man. We, it's like, there's a quote from Bob Marley that says that we reveal to yourself, like, we... make you feel you know what I'm saying? Like the real you, man. Like open up your mind, open up your sense, everything.
Yeah, it's definitely been been crazy. Even though that's crazy, the craziest thing is it's now November.
Yeah.
It passed in July.
Yeah.
Stores are still not open.
Nope. Still bullshit.
Massachusetts, we are going slow. I think honestly the main reason, because this is just based on my opinion, is this. I feel like the East Coast, we're doing it right, but we're moving too fast.
Yeah.
You know, we're moving towards how are we gonna sell stuff? Not how are we gonna test products? Because that's right now that's the main issue, is that we can't get these laboratories tested. I don't know, just like simple things, you know? But, I mean, the licensing is definitely put out everywhere. They're saying right now that we're 2 weeks maybe, we're gonna see stores opening. But
they've been saying that since summer.
But look at this, but it's crazy though, because right now, Hampshire County's working on 12 licensing, Hamden County's working on 11, the Worcester County is... They're putting in some work. They're putting out 47 licensing. I'm not going to say that all those are going to get approved or whatever, because I don't know how it's working over there, but...
Now, what do you think is going to happen, let's say, when they open one? What do you really think? Do you really think people are going to go?
But the issue... No, what everyone's...
Would you want to go?
Absolutely, I'm going to go. But I'm not going to go, like, right away.
What happens if you go and you like it?
So it happens you just pay taxes on weed now.
Are you gonna stop fucking with your homie because you're gonna go?
Absolutely not. I mean, it all started at PVS. It all started at these sessions to be able to get your meds, you know, get your cannabis. That's where it all started. So why am I gonna abandon it for something that I'm gonna get taxed?
That's my question. Like, what's gonna happen? What's really gonna happen?
But no, it's a luxury. Mm-hmm. Going to a recreational dispensary is a luxury for people.
Yeah.
It's not a thing. Oh, I'm not gonna go there every week, you know. But to feel the safety.
Uh huh.
Oh, absolutely. I'll pull up at a legal recreational dispensary. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So. It's not going to change nothing, but we definitely need to see some of these stores opening, so that way it relieves all the people that do want to smoke, you know, and be able to buy without having to be buying off some hoodlum or some shit, you know?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, how many 60-year-olds out there are like, oh, where am I going to get my weed? I'm going to hit up Johnny. No, the 14-year-old trap lord over there. You know? But for some people, that's the issue.
Yeah.
So this is definitely going to be a good step for Massachusetts. It worked for Colorado. It worked for the West Coast. It worked for all the legal states that are already, you know, bumping and grinding. East Coast, we're about to take it fucking back. And we're about to do this the real way. Hmm. I think the East Coast might be something to be scared about. That's definitely for sure. But that's not saying nothing. That's an East Coast. They're talking about the East Coast.
Yeah.
So, yeah. How's that blunt coming?
Good, man. I love these fucking sushi mats, bro.
Sushi mat?
Yeah, you put that sushi mat, that mini sushi mat, and you press your weed, bro.
Woo-wee.
Beautiful. Love it. Beautiful, beautiful. Shout outs to all the people out there, man, rolling like fucking beautiful, beautiful, beautiful L's. Shout outs to like people like Dependable. Shout outs to the homie Stoner's Retreat. Shout out to Gorilla Lungs. Shout out to all those guys. Shout outs to Bear James. Shout out to everybody that out there that know how to roll, man. It's an art, man. I'm trying to learn, bro. I'm trying to learn. I'm getting there, bro. I'm getting there. What's going on, man?
Let's hear the process. What's going down right now?
Yeah.
Rolling it.
Yep.
No loose cannons here.
Nope. No tip either. Just straight up. Just the L. Straight up. I'm trying to roll the same way the bag would look. The same way I kind of when I took it out. Same way I'm trying to roll that look like I never opened.
Patience is key.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
What you got?
Coming on. It's now November. Thanksgiving's here.
Mm-hmm.
Which means Black Friday is here.
Yep.
Which means Black Saturday is here.
And you know what's coming Black Saturday, brother. Everybody knows.
One of the nicest gatherings around
for that time.
It's gonna be a pretty nice event. A lot of locals. Get things popping. TSC Podcast will be there. Checking out all the vibes. Checking out everyone's what they're bringing to the table. It's definitely gonna be a fun event, you know.
What are you looking forward that day to do? Because there's a lot of things. There's a lot of things that you can do that day. Gonna be a lot of good vendors inside that building.
I mean, I don't even know if I'm looking forward to just like one thing.
I'm looking forward to see. I heard somebody told me that it's gonna be something very special at that Dependables table. I don't want to say what it is, but it's going to be something, something that has to be with the hand of Thanos. I don't know what's going to be, but, yeah, I don't know. I'm just saying.
It is for the holiday season as well, so these things will be great gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Come on out on Black Saturday.
I also know that there's going to be... probably.
I'm not even gonna start saying
because
if you guys wanna,
because then when they see me, they're gonna say, "Yo, why you say that, bro?"
Nope.
Yeah, I'm just gonna be quiet. Yeah, let's leave it at that. Just go there, don't miss it. We're gonna be in the building. We're gonna do a podcast from there. We're gonna be in the building, so don't miss that one. Don't say, "Oh man." Yeah, we're gonna be in the building. That's rare to see the TAC podcast in a sesh. Doing a podcast, so let's go, man.
So, Black Friday, are you going shopping? You gonna send it out there, sit out with all those crazies, set up a tent?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's gonna be nice, man. I'm looking forward to like
see all the people that I don't see in a long time, because there's gonna be a lot of homies in there too. I'm gonna be looking forward to meet all these people. Shout out to the homie Bobby Knox. I think Bobby Knox is gonna be there in the building too. Shout out to everybody, man. I have a lot of friends in there too. Shout out to the homie Smoking Track and Sesh for making that happen.
It's gonna be fun, guys.
We're gonna have a good time. Gonna be positive vibes. It's gonna be security provided. It's in a nice location, private location. You don't have to worry about nothing, man. It's beautiful, bro.
Now let's talk deals. Smoking Deals is now doing 15% off.
On what?
All glass.
All glass.
So yeah.
What else they have there, bro? About glass, what else they have?
Smoking Deals?
Yeah.
They got everything, you know. They got your paper, they got your
blunts. They have vape equipment and all that stuff. They got
vapes for nicotine. They got vapes for wax concentrates. Mm-hmm. They have vapes for dry herbs. They basically have everything.
What's the earliest you can be there in the morning?
8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, and the late at night?
But don't be crazy. Don't be showing up at 8 o'clock in the morning, you know. But, yeah, open at 8, I think, over there, and they close at 9. Bunch of cool cats over there. They got everything, all your smoking needs.
And, of course, you guys have bagwoods and all that stuff.
Of course. Always keeping a stack.
What do you think is the most smoked cigar on the East Coast? Not Massachusetts, the East Coast. What do you think is the cigar that people smoke the more?
What it breaks down to?
I think it'll break down to Dutchess and Backwoods.
But here's how it breaks down. Where are you talking in Mass?
East Coast, the whole East Coast, because we know in LA they have a different vibe over there, what they smoke. I think a lot of people over there smoke Backwoods heavy. All right,
so here's how it's going to break down. Massachusetts is full of Garcia Vega game smokers and Backwoods smokers.
Okay.
Mixed in with a little bit of Dutch smokers. So if we're going to go percent-wise, we're talking Massachusetts on 60% games, 20% Backwoods, 10% papers, and you know the breakdown from there. Dutchess. Yeah.
I'm gonna break down a fact.
Rhode Island, 100% Swishers.
I'm gonna break down a fact from here, from Massachusetts. Out of the town near to us here, right? I know in Chicopee might be a toss up between Backwoods and Dutchess.
You really think so?
Yeah. In Holyoke, though, I know. There's people in Holyoke that fuck with Backwoods. Shout outs to you. But in Holyoke, I know they're a game heavy town. Like, they smoke a lot of games. Why? Because there's a law on
flavor.
There's a law in Holyoke about flavor and singles. So they force you to buy the pack.
But the thing is not everyone wants to buy the packs.
So exactly.
It's like $5 a pack.
So a lot of people go from Holyoke, travel to another town to get whatever they want. Because in Holyoke, all you're going to get is gains. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So I know in Holyoke, if you smoke, probably you're smoking a game right now. And maybe if I'm wrong, because I know I got homies in Holyoke that smoke Backwoods. I got homies in Holyoke that smoke only Dutchess. It depends on what you like. But if you just buy, like you say, I'm going to go and buy a Philly on the store, an L, a blunt, you're buying a game, because that's only thing they force you. And that sucks, because that was not like that in Holyoke, like a year or two ago. They just put that law. I don't know why. I don't know what's the purpose of...
It's basically, all right, so right now there's a good amount of flavor ban war shit going down, because you can't market to children, basically. And that touches bases with everything vape-wise. A lot of this, I'm wondering if flavor bans are going to come into effect with cannabis, which would be definitely something crazy, you know? But let's not think about that right now, because that would be probably horrible for everyone. Can't have any of that purple punch, you know, that fruity flavor no more. But basically, that's what it comes down to. Everything you is controlled based on, you know, what you're marketing. Can't label it grape anymore. You gotta label it purple, you know? So it's definitely sucks. Definitely sucks. Definitely want to see those exotic backwoods on store shelves, though. So Massachusetts, yes. Get your shit up. You know, fix that tax or something, whatever. Let's get some fucking production on some grapes on the shelf or something. Let's see some work getting done for all those backwoods smokers that want some exotic shit and are willing to pay for it. Because I myself, I would stock that shit. If I knew it was going to sell and it was legal to put on shelves. Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely. What's going on, Piff?
Nothing. Just browsing here through social media real quick. Looking at the homies in Miami. I just run through a homies clothing brand from Miami. I don't want to say the name yet.
What's going on with all this rain, son? A whole week of it.
Yeah, man. It's been crazy, bro.
You think global warming is definitely taking an effect?
No, I do think that this winter is going to be crazy, man.
You think it's going to be bad, huh?
Yeah, I think it's going to be crazy.
It's already
crazy.
Like a wet fall.
Huh?
A wet fall?
No, I think it's really going to be crazy, man.
What are all you smokers going to do in the winter? Let us know. Interested in hearing?
Mm-hmm.
Does your palate change in the winter? Do you only like to smoke weed in the winter? Do you like to dab in the winter? I keep seeing winter. Puffing on this Russian cream with some Purple Hulk. It's definitely providing me some relief. So yeah, go to Smoking Deals, mention THC Podcast, and get 15% off of all glass purchases.
Yes, sir. So what's going on, man? What's been going on lately with all the sessions? Wait. I just want to talk about something, man. Again, we're on that stupid wave of fucking pages getting shut down, up and down. Up and down, it's not fucking funny, man. I know last time we talked about it, I got fucking so mad because I found it so stupid, man.
You want to know what I think about this? Here's my open opinion on that one. What do you think about it's maybe these bigger businesses coming in?
I don't know, man, but whoever it is, bro, whoever it is, I just want to say, because it's there's no point, man. Like, you fucking do that stupid shit, and you fucking do nothing because the person make another page. And then, I don't know, man. It gets fucking annoying. It's like, I don't know what to do. I just don't care. I keep posting shit on my page, and sometimes I just like whatever. Sometimes I like hesitate when I go to post something. Oh, if I offend somebody, fuck it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If I offend somebody, fuck it, man. It's social media. I'm not directing it towards nobody. I'm just posting a fucking meme. If I'm directing it to somebody, I'll tag you on the meme. Or I don't do that either. I'll DM you or I'll talk to you. But when I'm posting something, I'll post it. If you got offended, whatever. You can unfriend me. You know what I'm saying? You can do the same thing.
Yeah,
if you,
but it's
if you,
never going to boil down the way everyone's going to.
Because it's just a competition out there, and I know it's probably whack-ass. Like we say, we don't show no love. We always show adversity. I don't know, man. Like,
respect.
One thing on the West Coast is all those homies seem like they all work with each other, man. I'm pretty sure they might have their own problems, too, but
One thing I see in the West Coast is all love, man, and everybody work with each other, everybody respect each other, and everybody's getting money, bro, because there's money out there for everybody.
Mm-hmm. There's money everywhere for everybody. If people can win $900 million on a gambling kind of system, you know, if we have $900 million to just give out to change someone's life and to potentially ruin it, fuck, guys, we got some room, we got some money to be made, we got some businesses to get started, so let's fucking start them. So yeah, THC Podcast.
Shout outs to the one of our sponsors, the family of Million Banana USA. Follow them on Instagram at Million Bananas USA. It's a natural leaf, no GMO, no pesticides.
No nothing.
Give your lungs a break from tobacco and do it the natural way. Million Bananas USA.
I'm not gonna lie, dude. I kind of like the other blunt more than this one.
Mm-hmm. It's burning real slow, man. Yeah. Yes, sir, man. What else we're doing over here, man?
Nothing, bro.
What else we're gonna talk about today?
We're closing it down. We're doing it. You know, we're pushing. We're working hard on the social media.
Mm-hmm.
My boy Piff over here. Grinding.
Follow us at THC Podcast with 2 T's. Follow our other page at Piff Flair. Piff, P-I-F-F, Flair, F-L. A-I-R. Follow my man
Terptopia underscore T3RP underscore Topia.
Yes, sir.
Follow me over there.
Follow the infamous The Four Horsemen page. The T-H-A Four Horsemen. Old family. We're lounging here listening to some hip hop.
And don't forget, guys, if you can't listen to us on Spotify, SoundCloud, we are on 10 platforms.
Yes, sir.
Breaker. We ain't even, you know what? We ain't even going to get into it.
Let's put it this way.
On Google.
We are available on all streaming platforms.
So you always got ways to listen.
Mm-hmm.
What's next,
sir? What do you think about this? What do you think about this purple Hulk? El Hulk Violeta. What do you think about it?
I mean, all right.
I forgot to ask the homie, Dependables, who was the grower. My bad, apologies. We don't have the grower, but
we'll get that information for you. We'll put that down
in the comments. It's strong. It's a little. It's a hard hitter. It's a creeper, though. The taste is
very
good.
Clean.
Yep, the taste is
very
good.
Clean. Inhale. Ash, white as snow.
Yep.
Really good flavor on the exhale. Like I said before, I think rolling it in different medias and different leaves does have an effect on bud. So, I mean, the tobacco is definitely a little bit more throat-hitty. But I feel like that's what all us blunt smokers look for. And I guess some cigarette smokers. Stressing out smoking cigarettes. But yeah, it's pretty good. I like it. Everyday smoke for me. 1 out of 10. Give it like a 9. What do you say? 1 through 10.
1 to 10. I'll give it an 8 or 9. Depends, because we just smoke too much, man. We just love to smoke. You know what I'm saying? But like we were talking about tolerance, we got high tolerance. I feel high as fuck, but I feel like I can keep smoking.
Mm-hmm. I guess that's with everything. So seeing how everyone can't handle it. God, if If you can't handle the kit, if you can't handle Ooh-wee, the heat,
damn.
Stay out the kitchen.
You saw that, right? That was a silent, because I didn't even cough. That was a silent
cough.
Oh my God, wow.
All right, so for all you people that do want to know more about cannabis laws, go over to masscannabiscontrol.com. You can see when the next meeting is. Basically, that's going to be this month, a couple of days.
What are we talking about there?
This is going to be the next commission, the Cannabis Control Commission public meeting.
Oh, okay.
So it's definitely worth going to check out as well.
Yeah.
We want to make sure everyone's staying up to date on all their laws and what's going to happen with all the licensing and what's going to happen fully. There are a lot of people out there that aren't fully knowledgeable about what's happening, but that's why kind of some people are stepping it up. That's why we're stepping it up, and that's why we want to inform you, the listener, on what's going on, especially in your neighborhood. You know, you always want to know what's going on in your neighborhood. So if it's a safe neighborhood, fuck it.
Who's your favorite artist out there right now?
Fucking random.
Yeah, let's go.
Artist, as in glassblower?
No, music? artist, music artist, right?
Music.
I feel like talking about music, bro.
Always. Music is a great thing.
Vibes, let's talk about vibes. Music right now. Yesterday, incredible for me, because I'm an old school head. I like hip-hop from back in the days. Yesterday, I fall into XXXTentacion. I was listening at night to a bunch of his stuff, trying to dig in, see who the man was. But yeah, man, it was the kid was definitely, his life was taken away at the wrong moment, because he was just about to blow up, man. It's sad, bro. Nobody deserved to go that way, you know?
Absolutely not. It's definitely fucking tragic. For these young kids and these young artists who are just fucking right about their, you know, climbing up that to that peak.
Yeah, man.
And it fucking sucks, but, you know, some kids just don't fucking play.
Yeah.
You know?
Him, he got definitely some good songs that he left for his legacy, but,
What's that line you go by now?
Oh, I like that song, I'm sipping tea in your hood. Yeah. I'm sipping tea in your hood. What the fuck? Yeah.
I get a message earlier. He goes, I'm sipping tea in your hood. I'm like, what is this? Why are you in my hood sipping tea, bro?
Yeah, bro.
I'm not even in a hood.
Yeah, brother. We're chilling, man. It's 7:32. Chilling.
PM,
Massachusetts,
rainy East Coast. Night.
Yep, rainy night, smoking some Purple Hulk.
Purple.
El Violeta.
Whoop-a.
Yes, sir, man. It's your boy Pit Flair, Thertopia, TAC Podcast.
Motherfuckers, we out.